It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. British newspaper The News of the World is shutting down after 168 years. This amid accusations the paper hacked into voicemails of a 13-year-old murder victim, as well as those of families of soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Even if you've been watching your computer security, how much do you ever think about voicemail security? Graham Cluley from the security firm Sophos, how do people pull these hacks off?
There are a number of different ways of actually doing it. The simplest way is that if you phone someone's mobile phone while it's in use, you can then pretend to be the owner of that mobile phone to access the voicemail. And if the owner of that mobile phone hasn't changed his voicemail PIN from the default, then you can just type it in and listen to their messages. So you might type in a number like 1768 or 1111 or whatever the number is for that particular mobile phone operator, and you can listen to those messages.
What are some other really common methods that people use to hack in?
Well, another method, which is a little bit dirtier, is to call up the call center at one of these telephone companies and either get them to reset the PIN, so you pretend to be the owner of the mobile phone, or actually to bribe someone at the call center and say, look, you know, you're not on a very good wage. We'll give you a few hundred pounds if you give us the PIN number or you give us access to this person's voicemails.
So even around our offices here, people are coming up to me saying, wait a second, now I have to worry about voicemail hacks. What can people do about it?
So you shouldn't keep your voicemail PIN, whatever the default is. You also should make sure that it's not your birthday. And don't make it the same number as your ATM PIN code either, because obviously that's going to all unravel very quickly. We've done studies in the past which have shown what the most common PIN numbers are which people use, and I'm afraid people tend to choose the likes of 1111 or 1234. You've really got to mix it up a bit more than that, but make it something obviously that you can remember.
Are phone companies, are wireless providers doing anything new about security? Are they trying to adapt to some of these threats?
Some of the phone companies are trying to make it a little bit more difficult. So they might, for instance, insist that you choose your own PIN when you first use your voicemail, or they may reject PINs which they think are too easy to guess. But I'd like to see them go one step further. Wouldn't it be fantastic if the mobile phone companies actually said, whenever someone from another phone accesses your voicemail, we will actually send you an SMS text message and say, your voicemail was just accessed from this phone number. And that would give you a very quick heads up if it wasn't indeed you who was accessing your voicemail.
Graham Cluley from Sophos. The Centers for Disease Control has announced winners of a contest to raise awareness of flu prevention. First prize went to Fluville, a game you can play on Facebook. Lee Thatch created it.
Your basic idea is to build up a city, keep your residents healthy, and keep them from getting the flu.
How do you prevent your pretend residents from getting the flu?
Basically the same way that you would try to prevent getting the flu yourself. You need to wash your hands, so you would need to send your residents to wash their hands, stay healthy, send them to the gym to keep fit, eating their vitamins. You can send them to the health supply store, and they can get a flu mask where they can wear that around.
Could you combine this with Farmville and give everyone's livestock the flu?
Well, that could be a possibility. I haven't heard from them yet.
Lee Thatch is the creator of Fluville. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.